On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Be more funny!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. This is our life. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Audio Whiplash. Only on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. There's Rob.
Way better, man. Way more satisfying.
Are you feeling like at this point in the year, it's already getting dark early? Like, are you feeling like we're losing summer already? We're at that point, eh? Labor Day obviously feels like the official close, but I've been feeling it for a couple of weeks, like summer's getting away just a little bit, man.
Really, the past couple of nights, I've been sweating my nutsack off still. I'm not feeling like, well, because I have air and I use it when it's really hot, but I hate that sort of closed in, stale. So if I can, and if they tell me it's going to get down around 14 or 15 at night.
The windows are open. The big sliding door here is open.
But the last couple of nights, you fucking lied to me. You said it was going to hit 14.
You didn't get there.
And when I got up at 6, it was still 18.
Yeah,
and I'm
exactly.
Like, you know what? That's garbage. And I'm sweaty and I'm all pie-eyed. Makes for a fucking angry Rob Christie off the hop.
I can't imagine. What does that look like?
Yeah, well, you don't want to start that way, man. You got to wade into the day first. Yeah, and you're like, oh, come on, this
sucks.
Be
a coworker drinking the last of the coffee that...
Oh, no. I bring my own. But you know what pisses me off? Honest to God.
I'm sure you'll tell me.
Yeah. Well, every morning. So we have a Keurig machine at work.
A more industrial size
that you have out here. But
the one-cupper.
Well, it's a one-cupper.
Okay.
But it's sort of... It's more metal on it than plastic.
Sure.
But it still has a reservoir on the side. It's not hooked up to anything. So you have to actually fill the reservoir up.
Yeah.
And there's a coont who I work with who never fills. Like, honestly, I swear to God, she comes in, has her fucking coffee, and then sponges out the reservoir. Like, not only did she not put anything more into it, she's got like this little...
Okay. I salted the earth behind me.
Yeah, like, there's nothing in there. And then the one day, she's walking out as I'm walking in, and I said to her, is there any water in the reservoir? And she's like, no, you'll have to fill it. And then out she goes. Like that. Not even like a...
I like her.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, I should probably fill that. And she still doesn't.
Yeah.
And I've said to her on a couple of occasions, hey, you know, it's not hooked up to water. You have to actually take the jug and fill the reservoir. That's how it works, right? And she's like,
a couple nice jugs will fill my reservoir.
Yeah, but I'm like, fuck, idiot.
Yeah.
So that shit always, right off the hop, I'm like.
So even if you survive, you know, the temperature not having dropped as far as you wanted it to, and you don't end up, you know, grizzly there.
George is getting upset.
You'll be grizzly 20 minutes into arriving at work.
It doesn't take much. You know what? I'm always seconds away from being fired up.
These Keurigs. Because like you said, I got a cheap one out here on my counter. I don't drink coffee, but
I love me some coffee.
The occasional overnight guest gets a little wound up if it's not available. And it's just nice to be prepared for whatever company you might have. Is it any good? Like Keurig coffee like this? These little pucks you drop in there, whatever they are. Like
pods, my friend, pods. They absolutely are.
Yeah.
I go in for a rainforest espresso.
Okay.
So it's dark. It's almost on the muddy side. I drink it black.
See, I had always heard that any of these sort of one cup type things sucked. But yeah, I just have no idea because I don't.
It's the instant garbage. Anybody who instant cracks coffee, open their crystals and shit and you're like, get out of here, loser. Well,
that is what I had for a while, right? Because again, I don't drink it, so yeah, I don't care. It was a courtesy to have anything in the house. Otherwise, go fuck yourself.
You know what you do if you had any like even a touch of class?
I don't.
Yeah, no,
so
that's
no,
what,
I don't.
That's what I said.
I don't know what I
would do. So open up your mind hole. I'm going to fill it with facts.
Please, man.
You'd get yourself a French press, get some ground coffee, and keep that on hand in the freezer, you savage.
But I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, hairless, mostly savage.
Never been called that before.
Yeah, mostly hairless.
Yeah.
Because where you have
the
hair.
The fact that there's any
you
coffee.
You have a lot
here.
Of hair.
Yeah, it's true, man.
Gorilla.
It's a thicket.
Yes, honestly.
It's a fact.
I was going to say, I don't want to go someplace that's going to get me banned from.
Right, well, but I figure the fact that there is any means here whatsoever of making coffee.
You're doing okay with the Keurig, honestly. Okay. And I think at least one of your overnight guests.
Well, I have my parents stay here often enough when they come to town.
Right.
And so they're
and
obviously.
So she's got a little Tim Hortons blend.
Yep.
And like anything Tim Hortons, because it's really like a fucking brown crayon.
Right.
That you've melted in hot water. It's not great. And it's sort of acidic. So
yeah.
I drink a black coffee, but when I drink Tim Hortons, I needs the one cream.
Okay.
Right. Because it's more chicory than coffee,
yeah,
if you're going to be honest. But most people are drooling, mindless Tim Hortons slaves. So they're just like, it's Tim Hortons, I'm going to get it. Right? That's actually the sound. And there's spit rolling down. Yeah, see. So that happens all the time.
Official sound of Tim Hortons conversation.
Right. And it was really Boston cream.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. I go in for a
block. Of course.
Hey,
you do.
And a honey.
You're one of those fucking Tim Hortons.
Yeah. And a honey cruller. Let's be honest. I and an apple
got
fritter.
No love
to
for
be
the
honest.
Sprinkle.
No, actually, sprinkle is trash. I am so not down with the sprinkle. I'm not also down with the chocolate chip muffin, which I know you tend to gravitate towards. That is, it's like when you go to Perkins and you get a little.
But it's like
some
I don't
chocolate sprinkles on your pancakes.
It's like if everyone's going to get their breakfast here, I'll go and that's what I'll get. Sometimes now you can get the little paninis in the morning.
How about a fruit explosion? Can you go for that?
Are we still talking about muffins?
Would you be? Could I interest you in that?
You cannot. Okay. So
not right.
Anyway, it's just most of Tim Horton's food stinks, and apparently their coffee. But I'm. Anyway.
But I have drank many a Tim Hortons coffee.
I have no doubt that's
so
true.
While I have
watched you do it.
While I have cast many.
Yeah.
But you know
this
what?
This is a lot like your Molson Canadian stance. If that's what's available, that's what I'm having.
But you know what? I'm at a spot now where, I'd rather not. I'm still trying to hammer down my Uncle John.
Yeah.
Well, because really, I want to get some, I want to get some Labatt 50.
Well, are we doing it here? Are we doing it at...
I'm thinking more and more we'll do it here.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure there's Labatt 50.
So the Molson Canadian is really... I'd rather not drink it. I really would.
Okay.
I will agree with
if
you.
If times are tough.
If it's last call...
Yeah.
Woo! And then maybe I'll soak up the last beer of the night. I will not sit down and have a beer with you in the afternoon. Just have a Molson Canadian.
Even the Molson Canadian thing didn't have to be tacked on to the end. I will not sit down and have a beer with you.
Yeah. So that is an absolute case. I will not. And today I am enjoying Back to the Dominion City Brewing Company.
Yep.
Two Flags.
Okay.
IPA. It's got that nice piney zip to it.
So we had to dig deep in the studio fridge to find one because I think those came in when we had Steve Warren. And so that's almost... a month and a half ago now that he was in.
And so what happened is it somehow got separated from the herd. And in the studio fridge, ladies and gentlemen, there's
designated areas.
There's Rob's beers over here.
Well, we got Amy's beers up top right now. There's sort of...
communal garbage beers on the upper left-hand side. And then there's Matt's...
So titled Communal Garbage.
And so
Matt's over at the keg fridge right now. I don't have much in there, to be honest.
And so I'm thinking, you know what? I know there wasn't enough room in my section.
Right.
So I was pretty sure because you were like, oh, the beer that we're looking for Steve is right in the front. And you're like, what is this beer? And I'm like, oh, that's the two flags I had to put up there. And so anyways, it got shoved right to the back.
It's like just angrier Tim Hortons talk.
That's my Matt voice.
Yeah, cool. It's dead on, man.
Yeah, which is really arrogant douchebag, apparently, listening to the responders to the...
Or listening to the co-hosts.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly.
No, you're right. Up in that one corner for a while, we had the Class 5, and I think there was some two flags up there or whatever. There was some overlapping and whatever. But
the two flags is delightful. If you can get your hands on it.
Again, like you said, from the Dominion City Brewing Company.
And really, you know what? Dominion City, I think, is doing some fucking outstanding work.
They do some nice stuff, yeah.
So they're located, Canatech. East end of Ottawa, check it out. I know it's far for it's far for you. I know it's a long way to get your three your tricycle over there.
I was wondering where this.
Yeah, an adult tricycle, a solid adult tricycle.
My big wheel.
Yeah, big green tricycle.
Sweet man.
Yeah, on the corner of the highway.
Into that.
Yeah. Well, honestly, yeah, it's
cruising down the 416.
To get across, yeah, 417. Right across the top of the city, giving her. There's a helmet with a penis on the top of it. I can see it.
Just waving in the
wind. Yeah, for sure it is. Yeah.
Because I got enough pace going there.
Of course you do. There's beers I hear on the other side of town.
Exactly. I'm drafting off some of the trucks going across there, but
it's great imagery, man.
As we move off of the beer, let's move into some vodka.
I detest vodka.
Have you tried? I know you have not. The Atomic Vodka from, I think they're just straight up calling it, the Chernobyl.
It is the Chernobyl exclusion.
Spirits. Yes.
Exclusion zone spirits.
So we talked, I don't remember how long ago now, it seems probably 4 or 5 months ago, about like nightclubs opening at Chernobyl, right? The site of this nuclear.
That was even a year ago.
Could be, man. We've done a lot of these shows, so... and that people were showing up to Chernobyl to hang out and take selfies and go to nightclubs. And it was like one of the sites of one of the world's worst disasters. But now it's just
actually
Instagram
the world's worst nuclear disaster.
Well, for now, we're going to talk about one that no one seems to have under control here in a couple of minutes. But
same region of
funny
the world.
That, eh? But scientists have decided they wanted to see sort of if we plant this kind of on the outskirts of the region... How much toxicity would still be in the plant?
And how much of that would transfer into a produced item?
Right. And I guess they say, I'm not super familiar with the process in terms of making vodka and how it gets
distilled.
They said, anything dangerous comes out of it.
Most of what's dangerous... comes out of it.
We can say that about almost any liquor.
But honestly, so you're looking at this Chernobyl Atomic Vodka, it's called, and I'm looking at the label, and it's got a bear that's running on the label.
Yeah, but there's a huge black.
Yes, okay. But I'm looking at it, and I'm like, does that bear have five legs? Like, it looked like it had five legs. And I'm like, no, okay, that's just the cheap ass drawing, and it's sort of the way the legs are. But yeah, it's to me. It's right now, there's only one bottle.
Yeah. Now, this was, can we make this? Like, let's see what would happen.
And interesting, I absolutely, and it addresses it in the article, I thought all vodka was made from potato.
Yeah, not anymore.
No, that's what it's saying. Yeah. A lot of it is wheat and rye based now. And so that's what this is. This is made out of rye as well.
What is our infatuation with the craziest shit, like, there's that old expression from like scientists, right? The scientists didn't stop to think that just because they could do something, whether they should do it, right? And this is sort of exactly what this looks like to me. Like, okay, we can make vodka out of nuclear waste.
10 kilometers.
Did you
They're
have
growing
to?
grain 10 kilometers from the actual reactor.
So let's say, because if this turns out that this one bottle is fine... for human consumption.
Are you drinking it?
This, I was just going to say, but don't you think this will immediately become a thing? Like, some of the crazy-ass people around the world who decide that I must have a bottle of this for my, like, again, for my Instagram, or because I'm an influencer, or because we're just crazy, stupid idiots on this fucking planet.
No, not me, man. I may be stupid in a bunch of different ways. Not that. To me, the idea...
Do you think you're the majority there?
I think I am the majority. But I think
you will not start seeing Chernobyl Farms chicken in your grocery store, or... I'm actually pretty sure I've already seen that.
Yeah, for sure you have. They call it Fluke.
It's called James.
It's called Fluke Chicken. I'm not sure what the deal is there.
How many legs came off this chicken?
Yeah. Old X-Files episode.
This will be a thing.
Of course it will.
Yeah.
Of course. And the writer of the article said who
and we'll share it.
He was talking about them finding a 1,500-year-old Egyptian sarcophagus.
Yes.
And they drank whatever.
You guys think we should drink this?
They should drink what's in it. And you're like, are you fucking crazy? No, I'm not doing that.
Somebody did.
Somebody will drink this vodka. And you're like, you know what? There is 100 ways that I could probably get radioactivity into my body by accident. I don't want to go out and actually like.
I grew up in Oshawa, man. Right in between two nuclear plants. I have enough, no doubt, nuclear.
Yeah.
Material already in me.
Right. Like, well, see, now that's the answer to so many questions.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, for sure.
This isn't natural, folks.
No, it is not. You don't just happen to be that way.
But there's no South Oshawa vodka, you know, that comes right from Oshawa Harbor water.
Drink it. Most DUIs per capita in Canada, ladies and gentlemen, Oshawa Whitby.
You drink your nuclear vodka from Pickering... Nuclear, and then you head right to the GM plant and drive something off the lot.
Yeah, try and drive it off the
lot.
Well,
you know,
so
less so lately.
To me, it's right away when you're looking at it, you're going Chernobyl vodka, and you're like,
no.
It's one of those things that, yeah, right away, it's like, would you eat something called a septic sundae?
I don't know.
No, but it's, yeah, exactly. It's right in the name. You're like, it's shit. Yeah. I'm not interested in whatever you got
there. I've
seen
that on the side of a honey wagon driving.
Well, this is exactly right. And you're like, yeah. I'm already feeling like it's not very appetizing before I even start.
Yeah.
Like bung together with nuts and honey. You're like, forget it. Your language is so important. And right away, Chernobyl vodka is not making me, it's
Back
not inspiring
in the day,
me.
You know, when I was a kid, I was big into the wrestling thing. And they always advertised Andre the Giant as from Grenoble, France. And for the longest time, I got the two mixed up. Like, I thought that was part of the deal.
Oh, Chernobyl and Grenoble.
Yeah, like, that's why he was so big, was he came from this place and went through this nuclear. And then it wasn't until, like, you know, got a little older, like, oh, they're two different fucking places. But
that's not very smart.
No. Oof, boy, is that ever true. You want to talk about... Do you want to move to the Billboard thing?
I want to finish talking about...
I have more thoughts on...
No, no is just...
Let's stay in the Russian area,
just
the former
this
Soviet
week,
Union.
As you... unless you don't want to.
No, let's
unless go. You see a better segue.
Nope. Certainly not now.
Well, the thing is, you have again now a nuclear arms factory.
Sorry, did you say nuclear?
Nuclear. Yeah, is there a problem with that?
Yes. Nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear. Oh, did I say nuclear?
Yeah, that's what I asked.
Okay, I think I probably say nuclear all the time. I do.
It's Homer Simpson looking at Lisa. It's pronounced nuclear.
Okay, well then fucking count. And I would never spell it that way.
No. Anyway.
Nuclear.
Yeah, there you go.
I know, but...
It's not as fun.
No. And it doesn't roll off the tongue the same way.
No, it doesn't at all. That's why we go with nuclear so often.
Nuclear. Yeah, honestly. TV. It's like one of those things. You
no,
know?
For sure, man. So there's been an incident.
It's like working at the library. What? I'm going down to the library to take out a book. No, you illiterate fuck.
To punch out somebody fucking with the Keurig.
That's not at the library.
Well, it's... Library office.
Library.
So anyway.
What you're talking about, fool.
We just talked about it like 6 minutes ago. Fool. It's more of that Darlington runoff for me that's hurting me. So while we're talking about atomic vodka, it turns out that there may have been another little incident that the Russians have had inflicted upon themselves or whatever.
Of course. But of course.
And it's in, like, I'm not sure I totally understand. Is it like an entire town for their military? Like, it's a private town that this happened to.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just some city. This entire city is dedicated to.
Yeah. Support of the military.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, when you can just pick shit up and move it and you go, guess what? You're doing this today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mother Russia demands this of you.
Mother today. Russia. Yes. So that's exactly what it was. But they've had an incident.
Yeah. And it's a nuclear submarine or ship. This is now, I can't get past it. Now I don't know how to say it.
Well, I have to actually work at it. Nuclear.
No. Nuclear.
I said nuclear.
Okay.
Nuclear.
This one
nuclear.
Is.
Nuclear. Yeah, honestly, man.
It's even nuclear than last time.
Well, and the thing is, as I said to you, man, I would never spell it.
I know.
N-U-C-U-L-A-R or E-R.
Maybe we should.
Yeah, we should. Nuclear.
It sounds way better.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Anyway, why don't you take the lead on what's happened here? This town, because I've already forgotten what it's called.
Yeah, I didn't
Sarov
read your article.
Or, oh, what the fuck? What are we doing here?
It's really just, no, it's just a short segue over. I heard it on, in the morning I get up and I go, hey, Google, good morning. And then it runs through a bunch of different news feeds.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like DW news or whatever it is. And so it gives me more international. And so they're talking about, yeah, once again, people are saying, asking the Kremlin to be more transparent. They're like, what the what is happening over there? Like, if you look at, and what we failed to mention was, as popular as the idea of people doing crazy shit in Chernobyl, pre-HBO, once the HBO show came up, it had already been sort of growing in popularity. It's wickedly spiked since the show. And so at that point, that was not directly, but that whole idea of communists and communist Russia trying to withhold information, right? That was part of where Glasnost and Perestroika went.
This, you know, essentially this sarcophagus they created around the meltdown is also set to collapse. Like it's not safe anymore either. Like,
well, they were saying tops, 100 years they were going to get into that.
Yeah. Well, they're not getting there. By the sounds
I was going to say it's been 33 years.
Yeah. So this is all part of it on the Chernobyl thing. But
yep.
Essentially, this military town, I guess my understanding is that it was off in the water, whether it was a ship or a submarine or whatever, was testing essentially a nuclear rocket that is supposedly, like, once it's powered also by nuclear power and not just a nuclear bomb on the end of it, it will render American air defenses, which are already pretty questionable, obsolete. It can just cruise around until it gets away from whatever might be trying to shoot it down. And, you know, maybe it was looking for Boston, but whatever, I'll end up in Philadelphia or whatever.
Minneapolis looks pretty good.
Sure. Whatever I got to do. And so they've been testing this. And this time it blew up and created, you know, some serious radiation. And there was a thing like, I don't know, this is a few weeks ago now, but the people of this town are being told you should take your iodine tablets right now. And so they've had some sort of incident. But because it's Russia, we don't get to know how severe. Like, no, everything is fine. It just doesn't work, right? Like, we don't get to know how bad it was.
A little bit like Barney from The Simpsons.
And a little bit like Borat, too. Like, it wasn't a very good
Russian incident.
We don't get to know exactly what happened. They were testing a weapon. It blew up in their faces. People have clearly ended up fucked up from it. Many of their own citizens. But we'll never really get to hear the whole story on it.
HBO was rubbing their mitts.
Season two. Chernobyl North or
in whatever. Chernobyl Northwest. Yeah, exactly. In the making right there. You're like, woohoo. So we're going to use all British actors again with their Russian accents.
And we're 30 years away from another new brand of vodka coming
nice.
Out of whatever, Matt. There's been a few things that we've sort of neglected over the summer from the music industry that we were going to talk about. And
it's the zany season, right?
Well, yeah. And there was not a ton here, but the Billboard released their top performing artists in terms of money made on the road. And I think this is mostly 2018, but it takes a while for all this shit to get
calculated. It was 2018 stats.
And most of what we ended up seeing was that, like, it's fairly well known right now that because of streaming instead of selling albums and stuff like that, artists don't make anywhere near as much as they used to on, you know, recorded music. They make their money on touring. But what was interesting was how many of these acts were old.
Of right? the like, nostalgia variety.
Yeah. And you did see some, you
well,
know,
number one, far and away,
was Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. So it wasn't, but like number two or three was Bruce.
Number two was Bruce.
And now he's done a residency thing on Broadway, which was actually really interesting.
Yeah, Bruce on Broadway.
Yeah. Like that would have been kind of cool. But he was number two in terms of earnings. But even in terms of, you know, bands who tour and whatever, you still see far more of the U2 okay, or...
I didn't see U2 in the top 10.
They weren't. But
and they toured. But you did see... So Drake, I believe, was number three. And I'm pulling this off the top of my head.
No, I think that's right.
But you had Elton John in the top 10.
Yeah.
Like around five. The Eagles...
On the heels of his movie. Like there had been that Rocket Man.
No, Rocket Man just came out in 2019.
Oh, you're right.
He came through Dirty Oshawa, I think, in 2018 or... Billy Joel, who did his final concerts at the Meadowlands and everything. I know that my sister and her boyfriend drove down and they took that in.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, we did. Well, honestly, they go to Bonnaroo every year.
They're, no, okay. But
they're traveling.
Do that before I do.
Honestly, well, they said Jersey. 2 years ago at Bonnaroo, they're like, the best show there was Lionel Richie.
Oh.
So, and these are mid-30s. Well, you're your age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting to see just how popular that it's sort of in terms of half of the top 10 were bands of older than us.
Like, I think part of it, or I'd be curious to get your take, is you know more what you're going to get. If Bruce is still out doing his thing, Bruce is probably playing the hits, right? Or
I don't know, man. See, guys like Bruce with such a huge catalog.
Sure. It's like, and on Broadway, it is a residency. Maybe that was a bad example. But
I'm doing my shit. You're just going to listen to whatever.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, you know he's playing, you know,
right.
We Didn't Start the Fire and, you know, Uptown Girl and...
Piano Man.
And Piano Man for sure.
Right. Whereas if I go and see Taylor, she's still putting out new... And that's a bad example because she crushed it, right? But people like that are still putting out new albums. They're trying to get new stuff over.
Sales. Sales.
Yeah. So I wonder... You know, but it was interesting to see that most of these, you know, top earners in terms of being out on the road are old nostalgia acts. And part of that, I guess, is their audience, right? If you're trying to sell tickets to people in their 50s, they got more disposable income than people in their 20s.
It's that. And you look at those people going to see Elton John, those people, not only do they have more disposable cash... You also have younger people who are saying, I'm never going to get a chance to see these people again.
I saw Elton John in 2012 or 2011 or 2010 or whatever, the last time he swung through the Schwab.
On his last ever tour.
Yeah. Like, this is, you know, when am I ever going to get a chance to see him like this again?
That's you and I were to see Rush.
Yep.
You know, not too long before they did actually hang it up.
Right.
And I'm not a... You know, I know the Rush hits.
Yeah.
And there's enough of them.
Yeah.
Right? But I was like, okay, you know what? They're getting long in the tooth. I'd like to see them.
Yeah, check that off the list.
Just to say, okay, when it comes down to it, I saw Rush. And man, they played 28 songs.
Yeah.
20 of which I probably don't know.
Right.
Right? They probably left 20 songs off that I do know, but what are you going to do? But they were tight and they cooked.
Yep.
And so I think that's what you have as well that drives that price up. And people it becomes a premium.
There's only so many of these
Father
left.
Time, right? And so
that last hip tour was only going to be like 8 shows, and all of a sudden the hardcore fans are battling with people who are like, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing them once before. Hey, get the fuck out of the way,
yeah,
loser.
Right? Yeah. Like, no, I had no interest.
No, I know, but...
And really, as I said to you before, I had no interest because you knew Gord had already gone so far.
He'd had his best.
Whereas you and I saw him 2015?
Yeah.
It was 2015. April 2015. In Oshawa. But 4 rows from the stage.
Yep.
And they were super tight.
Yep.
It was a great show. Of all the shows I've seen, that's probably the best one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And the sound was good. Gord was on.
Yep.
And I never wanted to change that.
Right.
Because I'd seen some bad hip shows.
Sure.
And so, yeah, to me, that was bam. That's the way I want my last hip live show, which actually wasn't my last.
No, we ended up doing Blues Fest.
The same year, though.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was that summer.
Yes.
So right. Forget about what I just said. Scrub that.
Okay. Couple other of interesting pieces of news around the music world. I wanted to get your take on this because it became public 2 or 3 weeks ago now. The Drake has gotten a tattoo, and it's sort of this, the classic, the Beatles, Abbey Road thing.
Yeah, where they're all walking across the intersection.
Except he's out in front of them.
Looking back at them.
Yeah. And he has, over the last couple of years, shattered a few of their records on Billboard.
Like long-standing, 50-plus year.
Had 5 out of the top 10 songs on Billboard at a time. Like, things like that are incredible. Like, are legitimately impressive. I'm curious, before I say anything, what you thought of the tattoo.
Well, to me, it's... I go more on the side of that's cheeky.
Would you go as far as douchey?
No.
No, me neither.
I think
I kind of get it.
I think it's cheeky.
It's a very rap thing, right, to put yourself above these guys. But you are sort of, I don't think it's paying homage, but you're recognizing your own career marks where you're like, how do I paint this? How do I?
Yeah.
And it's here they are. But
I know, but if that's the case, you just put yourself in as you're walking across. You don't, to me, you're looking back at them like your record has just smashed their record and you're leaving them behind.
Yeah, no, I think I'm probably painting it more honorably than he meant it.
For sure.
But I don't have a huge problem. Like, I don't like Drake. I don't understand how, like,
I don't understand how he's still a thing.
I'm an old white guy and blah, blah, blah. But I his voice irritates me, and I don't know, like, that's the Tim Hortons voice. Made it huge worldwide, took down the Beatles.
And it's either the Tim Hortons voice or it's your Eddie Vedder. I'm not entirely sure.
Could be. But it's like huge acts right now I recognize their songs when I hear them. Like, if you told me right now, tell me the name of one Drake song. I have Hotline Bling, and that's it.
Oh, is Hotline Bling, is that the cell phone song?
Yeah, yes, that's the cell phone song. Like, I don't know, man.
I can't get it. I can't even. Well,
5 out of 10?
Well, no, 7.
And
Beatles had the record at 5 out of 10.
At one point, Bieber broke the record for having top 3 all at once. And I knew all 3 of them. Like, I'd heard them in malls or at parties or whatever. Yeah. I knew of the songs. I recognized them. I don't have that with Drake. I have no idea how he took down the Beatles, man. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, well, and to me, most pop stuff sort of spikes and then goes away.
Yeah.
Spikes and then goes away.
Right.
He seems to be forever around, and as you say, and I don't really know what he's doing.
Right. He's just carrying around the Raptors championship trophy like a fucking loser.
Yes. And the thing is, he is one of those sort of eccentric.
Yeah.
You look at his tattoos.
Yep.
He's got Steph Curry and Kevin Durant tattoos on
his. Weird.
He's got Rihanna licking an ice cream cone.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah. Well, it's like Chris Rock saying, I want to come back as Rihanna's bicycle seat.
Yep.
Perfect.
I think we've all thought of that a time or two.
Yeah. Or he's got the praying hands emoji.
Yep. Which is weird.
Well, this is it. And you're like, all right.
He's weird, man.
So to me, you go, that's just more weird shit.
But the tattoo, I don't know. I think there's a part of me that goes, it's a little douchey, but at the same time I go, I get it. Like,
yeah,
you took down the Beatles, man. Good for you. Why wouldn't you? If you're into the tattoo scene, maybe this is how you would mark something like that. I don't know. But at first reaction, it's like, ah, fuck. But as the more you think about it, you're like, all right, good for you, man. I guess.
Yeah. And that's, to me, people who get all bent about it and you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's really, it's a permanent form of cheekiness, yes. Right? It's like you can, I see all kinds of cheeky shit. And then you go, he sort of covered it up. And you're like, psh, whatever.
Do you? Do you cover it up after?
I smile.
Yeah.
How about that?
You sure do. You buried somebody, walk away grinning.
Yeah. But that's all it is.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's like, whatever.
Yep.
We won't even, in the 24-hour news cycle or gossip cycle, whatever it may be.
It's amazing it's lasted this long.
We won't even talk about it again.
I wanted to talk about Metallica.
Fuck you, Metallica.
That's sort of where I'm at suddenly, man, because...
don't tread on me, man.
We had a couple of different articles come out, and we'll share it where we can.
Well, we alluded to this without knowing any of the band names.
Right.
Maybe that, 6 months ago.
That some of these acts are starting to go directly to StubHub and the secondary markets because... You know, let's say you're selling your tickets for $100 and they're going on StubHub or from the scalpers for $300. You want a cut of that. And so they've started to quietly go, you know, we'll sell the certain number of tickets that we have to, you know, the arenas and to Ticketmaster and whatever. And then we're going to put some ourselves on the secondary.
That we're purposely withholding some of our own
seats.
We're
scalping our own tickets. And it's shady as fuck, but... It's business. But where this gets me upset is Metallica was right on the front lines of the Napster thing. Oh, these websites are screwing us and they're stealing from it. And they were.
For sure they were.
They were. But they were out there. They were suing individual fans. They were the first band to do that. If they could be, you know, caught having done it. And we saw a lot of that. And here we are, 20 years later, you're now out there doing... Almost like it's the opposite, but it's the same thing. Like you're fucking your fans intentionally by saying, we know that we're selling the tickets to some of you for $150 and we're going to sell some to the rest of you for $500.
Yeah.
And, Metallica.
And, yeah. And it's one thing you want to stand up on your, you want to get up on a soapbox and say, hey, this is illegal. How do you feel? You're taking food out of our kids' mouths, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, all right, I get it.
You have a point, yeah.
For sure you do, you know? And you go, you're not getting, as an artist, you're not getting paid for what you do. I absolutely ripped some stuff. And
yep, we all did.
For sure we did. So I get it, right? But at the end of the day, you're like.
Hey, Johnny High Road.
Yeah, this is it.
What's up now, man?
Yeah. And now what? One of your feet have... Broken through the soapbox? Like, right. what's happening? What's happening now? Because it makes you look like a wicked hypocrite and a douche.
And we've talked about the ticket thing before on this show, and there are better ways around it. Like, we've done the cell phone thing, right? Or the credit card thing where you have to have the Visa. So he does know it.
I just couldn't. Yeah, that's what I was humming. That's what I was mumbling before.
Eddie Vedder cover, man.
Yeah, could be sure. Someday. That's what I told you.
Yeah. But to get into some of these shows, right, you have to show up with the Visa you bought the tickets on. You're like, all right. Like, it's a bit of a nuisance, but...
Well, you know what?
At least now I know there are ways around the scalpers without you becoming one.
Like, we just bought, you'll love this, Shawn Mendes tickets.
Yeah, Sunday in Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
And is that one of the conditions?
It had to be. They wouldn't let you do it to a computer or a tablet. Had to be to the phone that you could
you could show up with. Like, it's annoying.
Unless you're not going to the concert. Like, I'm not going to the concert.
Right. Well, okay. And this becomes the issue, right, is, you know, if you're buying tickets for your kid, you don't have to send your Visa with them. They're going to have a hell of a night. Or your phone or whatever
phone,
might be the
absolutely.
Case. Yeah. Well, there's different ways of doing it. I have been to ones where you just have to show the Visa to get in. And but it keeps scalpers out, right? It's now direct to you. It's stuck to you.
It's fucking stuck to me, man.
My sister and I took my mom to Garth Brooks a year or two ago. And the deal was that the phone that had the tickets on them had to be used to access anything, right? We were down on the floor, so to get to your steps, they would check the phone. To get to onto the floor, they would check the phone.
So, but well,
we sent them that day to her phone. So yeah, when it was beer time,
she had to go.
She had to go.
You gotta go
now, please.
Yeah. No, I know you thought it was a suggestion.
Yeah, it's
go in.
It's almost time for Friends in Low Places. I need a full beer here.
Yeah. But,
so that's one way of. There's lots of ways of keeping these people out. But some of these bands and some of these ones who used to have this fucking moral high ground have decided, nah, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to jack the prices up. Just do it in the first place. Like, just stop selling tickets on Ticketmaster for $150 and sell them for $300. But then you look greedy. The whole point here was they thought they had kept it a secret.
I can get by.
Right.
No, you can't.
Fuck you.
Especially you, Lars, you midget freak.
Well, and so they thought they could keep it a secret and still clean up. If you charge $300 on Ticketmaster, everyone goes, oh, you're fucking greedy. So this was an attempt to still win the PR game, but also be a douchebag behind closed doors. So,
and you know what? If you're going to do that, charge $300, only do 8 shows on your world tour.
Sure.
So each one kicks ass. I don't want to see you in Akron on a Tuesday and it just blows. You're like fucking mailing it in. I don't want to see that.
Akron. The Hamilton of the United States.
Yeah. Right there. Love you, O-H-I-O.
That's all I got, man.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking pissed at Metallica. They were, you know,
well,
they were
leading the charge. Nobody likes a hypocrite, that's man. Exactly. Nobody likes that.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked 100 times before on this show about how much do I have to care about the musician to still like the songs? And I still like a lot of Metallica's music, but I sit here now going, yeah, fuck you guys, right? So it's that's sort of how it goes.
I'm ripping all of the tunes I can possibly get.
Yeah, no, I'm stealing it all.
Whatever I can.
YouTubed, bootlegged concerts and whatever else, man.
Nice, man. Do it.
For sure.
I'm with you.
Okay. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at TallCanAudio, Facebook.com/TallCanAudio, and that's you know, we'll probably wind down this episode, Audio Whiplash.
See ya!
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCanAudio on your favorite podcast app.